This week's Parsha, Parshas Vayakhil, is a continuation of the discussion of the building of the Mishkan. Really, it seems to be quite repetitious, because whereas in the Parshas until here, Hashem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu all of the mitzvahs and all the details of how to build the Mishkan and all of its vessels, now, in this week's Parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu is turning around, he gathers the Jewish people, and is giving them over everything that Hashem told him. So really, most of what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them is what we already read in the previous Parshias, where Hashem is telling them to Moshe Rabbeinu. And yet, the Torah deals in great detail with every aspect of the Mishkan because of its preciousness and the central nature of this mitzvah. So let's discuss one idea about the Mishkan, and ultimately later which became the Beis HaMikdash. There is a mitzvah to guard the Mishkan, or guard the Beis HaMikdash. And as that mitzvah is described in Halacha, that the Kohanim and the Levim would surround the Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash, and they would be there 24 hours a day, as an honor guard for the Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash. And as the Rambam writes in his Sefer of Halacha, that this guarding wasn't because they were afraid of anything or because of theft or anything like that. It was rather lekavod, in order to show a special honor and respect for the Mishkan and for the Beis HaMikdash, for Hashem's home. In addition to the fact that they were always there as the guards for it, there was another aspect of that, which is in the morning, the very first thing really before morning, before the crack of dawn, before the avodah, before the service began daily in the Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim would enter into the Mikdash or the Mishkan with candles, and they would go through the entire Beis HaMikdash to make sure everything is the way it's supposed to be, everything is in its on its is prepared for the avodah. And only after they would conduct this thorough walking back and forth through the entire Beis HaMikdash, only then would the service of the morning start, just after the crack of dawn. The Rambam, in his laws about the Beis HaMikdash, which is called Hilchas Beis HaBechira, he finishes with this halacha about the Kohanim that would come in carrying candles, and they would again walk through the entire area with those candles, checking that everything was in order. And the Rambam says this would be, and this is how he finishes his halachas of the Beis HaMikdash, this was every day of the week, but not Friday night and Shabbos and Shabbos, because on Shabbos one is not allowed to carry candles around, and therefore they would also conduct this checking of the Beis HaMikdash, but with the candles that were there from the day before, that were lit there in the Mishkan or Mikdash, and not with candles that they would light and carry around at that point. And that's how the Rambam completes his set of halacha. Now, this final statement of the Rambam, that on Shabbos they wouldn't carry the candles around, actually raises a question that the commentaries discuss. And that is, there is a halachic rule that ein shvus b'mikdash, which means that in the Beis HaMikdash, they did not have to adhere to the rabbinic injunctions of Shabbos. We know there is the 39 basic laws of Shabbos, and there's the basic Torah mitzvahs and prohibitions of Shabbos, but there's a number of things that the rabbis instituted that we shouldn't do for various reasons. Typically, don't do something because that might lead to do something else, and that's a rabbinic injunction. Those rabbinic injunctions typically did not take hold in the actual Beis HaMikdash. There, the Kohanim were doing the Avodah. We were not concerned that A might lead to B and something might be wrong, and therefore they weren't prohibited from doing those rabbinic injunctions. And here the question is, carrying candles around on Shabbos is definitely not a Torah prohibition. One is not allowed to light a candle on Shabbos. That's a Torah prohibition. One is not allowed to extinguish a candle. But just to carry a candle around, that is definitely not a Torah prohibition. That's rabbinic in nature. Why then was it a problem for the Kohanim to carry the candle around? Again, it's in the Beis HaMikdash, it's in the Mishkan. There is no problem with rabbinic prohibition in the Beis HaMikdash. Why then was it problematic for the Kohanim to carry the candle around? And again, this is a question discussed by the commentaries. I want to share with you a thought that the Rebbe expressed about that. And in order to understand it, we'll go for a moment to a totally different area. And that is the miracle of Hanukkah. Everyone knows the great miracle of Hanukkah, where the candles of the menorah burnt for 8 days miraculously. because they didn't have any pure oil. They didn't have pure olive oil, and they only had that little one flask that was enough for one night, and it burned for 8 days and eight nights. And again, here there's a question, which is the halacha states that if there is no pure oil, then one is allowed to use impure oil in the Beis HaMikdash. That's normative halacha. If there is no pure oil to be found, you use impure oil, and that's fine. Why then was it necessary, that whole great miracle of Hanukkah, that this one flask of oil had to burn for 8 days? They could have used impure oil because that was the only thing available. And one of the answers given to this is that true, they could have. But Hashem wanted to show the special kavod, the special honor, respect, and love that he had for the Jewish people. And he wanted them to do the mitzvah to perfection. He didn't want them to have to, so to speak, use the loophole and use the impure oil. So to show his love for Klal Yisrael, he did this great miracle of Hanukkah to allow them to do it in the best possible way, not relying on any loophole. Says the Rebbe, the same thing we can apply here. Being that this concept of checking the Beis HaMikdash and Mishkan and guarding it was all to show honor and respect for the Beis HaMikdash, the greatest honor and respect is when it's done without any loopholes, without having to transgress anything, even if you're allowed to, even though technically, halachically, they would be allowed to carry the candles around, because we said it's only a rabbinic injunction and that can be waived in the Beis HaMikdash. But no, to show the honor of the Beis HaMikdash, the respect, the honor, and the love for the Beis HaMikdash, that's done in a way that there's no loopholes and we do it in a way that's perfect without any halachic question whatsoever. And that exhibits our great respect and honor for the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why he explains that halacha. But let's examine for a moment this halacha in a more mystical manner and see something beautiful that it's alluding to. I mentioned that this halacha is the final halacha that the Rambam completes his laws of the Beis HaMikdash with. So that the very final law of the Beis HaMikdash pertains to the service in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos and telling us that the candles were not, that they used not, they didn't carry around candles, they used the candles that were lit from Erev Shabbos. What is the mystical allusion of this halacha, says the Rebbe? We know there was a Mishkan, and there was the Mishkan of the desert, the Mishkan in Shiloh. Then there was the first Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash. But ultimately, the greatest divine revelation and the permanent divine revelation will be in the third Beis HaMikdash with Mashiach. And that's why the Rambam finishes halacha, finishes the laws of the Beis HaMikdash with the service of the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. We know that the days of Mashiach are metaphorically always compared to the days of Shabbos, as we say in our davening, Yom Shekulo Shabbos Menucha L'chaye Ho'ilamim. It's the time of Shabbos, the time of resting, the time of revealed divinity. That will be Mashiach will come. And therefore the Rambam finishes his laws of the Beis HaMikdash with the Beis HaMikdash of Shabbos, the final Beis HaMikdash, the third Beis HaMikdash, the ultimate Beis HaMikdash, the one that we're waiting for. Now sometimes we might think that time will be so great and so lofty and so holy, what we're doing now is insignificant in comparison to what will be when Mashiach will come. Says the Rambam, no, that in the Beis HaMikdash of Shabbos, the candles that were used are the candles that were lit before Shabbos. That was what provided the light in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. And again, what he's alluding to, and the deeper message, is that the light that will be when Mashiach will come, the light, the beauty, the Torah, the mitzvahs, won't be created then. That's what we're creating nowadays, in the times leading up to the coming of Mashiach. In the times of Galus, in the times of exile, in the time where it's difficult, the mitzvahs that we do today, and the Torah that we do today, brings the light, brings the illumination that will carry over, that will illuminate, that will bring the brightness and blessing of the time of the coming of Mashiach and the third Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash of those days of Shabbos. May it be rebuilt speedily in our time with the coming of Mashiach, even today. Have a wonderful Shabbos.